From A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson, Chapter 20, Small World. Because we humans are big and clever enough to produce and utilize antibiotics and disinfectants, it is easy to convince ourselves that we have banished bacteria to the fringes of existence. Don't you believe it? Bacteria may not build cities or have interesting social lives, but they will be here when the sun explodes. This is their planet, and we are on it only because they allow us to be. Bacteria, never forget, got along for billions of years without us. We couldn't survive a day without them. They process our wastes and make them usable again. Without their diligent munching, nothing would rot. They purify our water and keep our soils productive. Bacteria synthesize vitamins in our gut, convert the things we eat into useful sugars and polysaccharides, and go to war on alien microbes that slip down our gullet. We depend totally on bacteria to pluck nitrogen from the air and convert it into useful nucleotides and amino acids for us. It is a prodigious and gratifying feat. As Margulis and Sagan note, to do the same thing industrially as when making fertilizers, manufacturers must heat the source materials to 500 degrees centigrade and squeeze them to 300 times normal pressures. Bacteria do it all the time, without fuss, and thank goodness, for no larger organism could survive without the nitrogen they pass on. Above all, microbes continue to provide us with the air we breathe and to keep the atmosphere stable. Microbes, including the modern versions of cyanobacteria, supply the greater part of the planet's breathable oxygen. Algae and other tiny organisms bubbling away in the sea blow out about 150 billion kilos of the stuff every year. And they are amazingly prolific. The more frantic among them can yield a new generation in less than 10 minutes. Clostridium perfringens, the disagreeable little organism that causes gangrene, can reproduce in 9 minutes. At such a rate, a single bacterium could theoretically produce more offspring in 2 days than there are protons in the universe. Given an adequate supply of nutrients, a single bacterial cell can generate 280,000 billion individuals in a single day. In the same period, a human cell can just about manage a single division. They will live and thrive on almost anything you spill, dribble, or shake loose. Just give them a little moisture, as when you run a damp cloth over a counter, and they will bloom as if created from nothing. They will eat wood, the glue in wallpaper, the metals in hardened paint. Scientists in Australia found microbes known as Thiobacillus concretivorans that lived in, indeed could not live without, concentrations of sulfuric acid strong enough to dissolve metal. A species called Micrococcus radiophilus was found happily living in the waste tanks of nuclear reactors, gorging itself on plutonium and whatever else was there. Some bacteria break down chemical materials from which, as far as we can tell, they gain no benefit at all. They have been found living in boiling mud pots and lakes of caustic soda, deep inside rocks, at the bottom of the sea, in hidden pools of icy water in the McMurdo dry valleys of Antarctica, and 7 miles down in the Pacific Ocean, where pressures are more than 1,000 times greater than at the surface, or equivalent to being squashed beneath 50 jumbo jets. Some of them seem to be practically indestructible. Deinococcus radiodurans is, according to The Economist, almost immune to radioactivity. Blast its DNA with radiation, and the pieces immediately reform, like the scuttling limbs of an undead creature from a horror movie. Perhaps the most extraordinary survival yet found was that of a Streptococcus bacterium that was recovered from the sealed lens of a camera that had stood on the moon for 2 years. In short, there are few environments in which bacteria aren't prepared to live.